This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome to the Sound Off. Yay, we're sounding off here on Reinvention Radio, hanging out with Mary Goulet. What's up, Mary Goulet? Richie OJ. What's up, baby?
Hey.
Wow, that was fun, huh? Man, if you missed that, definitely check out the episode we did there with JJ Virgin. And so, Mary, let me ask you this. Once she came in, were you like, oh, okay, yeah, I recognize her?
Nope, or still, not at all.
It's funny, not right? It's like celebrity is one of those things that is...
It's all relative.
It's all relative, right? I mean, it totally is, right? It's one of those things where, like, you think somebody just, like, everybody knows them. And then that's, and I think that just goes to speak for the power of sharing your story, right? Have you guys ever seen Tony Robbins live? Have you ever been to Unleash the Power Within or any of those?
You used to staff.
Yeah. You used to staff the event. Was that, like, back in the 200 people days and not the 5,000? People days.
When he still lived in the castle in Del Mar.
Okay. Gotcha.
That was early 90s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, anyway, he tells the story of washing dishes in the bathtub, right?
And I think
he's probably told that story 78 billion times. And for him, it's probably like, I got to tell this story again. Although he says it a little differently. But reality is there's still a lot of people who haven't heard that story. And so it just, I think, kind of speaks to the power of, especially if you're in public speaking or if you do any sort of online marketing or if you write books or anything of that nature, it really does speak to the fact that there are billions of people on this planet and there's only a fraction that are familiar with who you are and what you do. And sometimes, even though it just feels like old hat to you, you just got to keep talking about it and talking about it because that's who you are and that's what makes you who you are. And Wade,
you remind me of something that I always encourage people to do, being look at what we're doing.
Yes.
Right? And that's if I can flag the attention of 1% of the American population, that's 3 million people.
That's a lot of people.
If I can get 10% of them to go to my website, that's 300,000 web visitors. Yep. If I can get 10% of them to sign up for my email list, I've got a 30,000 person email list.
Yep.
If I can get 10% of them to love what I'm doing enough to give me $10 a month, I'm making 30 grand a month off 10% of 10% of 10% of 1% mm-hmm. of the population. So like you're saying.
And that's just U.S., right?
Yeah, right, that's just U.S., yep. Yeah, interesting. So
what are we doing then?
What are we doing?
Because we're not accomplishing those numbers.
No, we're getting there. we had, and thanks to you guys, we had our best month ever in July for Reinvention, or in June for Reinvention Radio. We'll see what happens in July.
Oh, but, it's always good.
Yeah, but we had a really, really good month in June, and that's what we're doing, right? I mean, it's just, you know, it's interesting because so when JJ was here, she was talking a little bit, how, I think off camera and off mic, how she had met Jordan Harbinger from The Art of Charm, who's somebody that we've had on Reinvention Radio. And he's got a really, really popular show called The Art of Charm, and it's certainly worth checking out. And he was saying that, look, you might want to think about not getting into podcasting because it's I don't know exactly what he said, but I'm sure he made it out to be something like it's too late or it's a dying medium.
I could almost guarantee you she took it out of context.
I
could almost guarantee it. I don't know for sure, but I could almost guarantee it because I've heard him have this before, this conversation. And what he's really saying, at least in what I heard, because otherwise it's all hearsay that we're talking about, right?
He said she said
at a party too, right? So but what I heard when I kind of hid the little words that came out of his mouth and the between the lines were, if you think you're just going to start a podcast and start making shitloads of money, don't start a podcast.
Yeah.
Because this is a long grind. This is the tortoise and the tortoise and the hare story.
Yeah.
But if you can stomach it and if you want to practice your craft and if you want to get better and you can do something more creative than just the same old interview show.
Yeah.
You know.
Then maybe,
then go for it.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in for it, then that's – it's the way I heard him say it. But he's like, people are out there making it seem as if you can do it with a push of a button.
Hey. Who would those people be?
Fighting words.
No, it's true. Worst name ever. But yes, Wade.
Well, and just to add on to that, if you can figure out what's going to be popular, you got a job at ABC, NBC, CBS. Because they think about this. One of the major networks will launch, 30 shows in the fall? And by the end of the season, 2, 3 are left standing, right?
That's true.
If they knew what was going to catch, they would be doing that. So nobody does. So all you can do is just keep creating.
Yeah.
And then just hopefully something does catch. But nobody can predict what's going to go viral.
Yeah. And what was – I'm blanking on her name right now. Damn it. I'll get it before it's over. The Asian girl that did the makeup videos.
Oh, Chelsea Clinton.
No.
Oh,
no.
You're
no.
terrible.
No, she was doing these makeup videos, and she, I don't know, max.
I just saw her
somewhere
online.
Between, like, maybe 1,000 and 5,000 views per. Mm-hmm. Good, but not crazy.
What was she wearing?
And then all of a sudden, just perfect timing. She was studying the algorithm of YouTube. She was doing everything right. Mm-hmm. Lady Gaga's song came out, and she did, poker face makeup or something like that for Lady Gaga.
Well, then there you go.
And it was like, boom. Yeah. Not only did that one hit, then every other one started getting more views because they were there on her channel now.
Yeah.
And now she's got a triple-digit cosmetic company.
God.
Triple-digit million, by the way.
Wow. And
it started with sponsorships and worked her way up. She got her own company.
That obviously just speaks to staying the course. And so going back to
Gary V and Wine Library.
Well, right. And so just in terms of where we are at and the bottom line, Mary, is we're getting there. We're getting
we
at 10% of 10% of 10% of 10% of 1%. And it all takes time. And reality is, there's been many a moment where I'm like, do we want to keep doing this? Because it's discouraging.
Yeah, but to your point, if we keep testing and tweaking the format, that's what's going to make it pop even more. And I think...
Yeah.
Like that girl, the makeup gal, is it Sharon Galt?
She's one of them.
One of them, not her.
She's like a fan or something. She's Asian. I'm blanking on her name.
And let me throw out this semi-contrarian thing, perhaps. How popular are you going to be if you don't create anything?
Mm-hmm.
Right? See, that's why I have to drive home to people. Your client prospect in the world of business is going to Google search their problem. And if you have not created
that's
something to respond
Google
to that.
Search. Do we need to say both?
Yeah, just Google it.
Ascribing
search.
Google a verb and Google's a noun. It's a
I will
place.
Google you later, Wade.
Right. but anyway, if you haven't created anything for them to find, you don't exist. So what everybody has to recognize is you're at zero. You're starting at zero. And unless you do something, you're going to stay at zero.
Yeah, and look, reality is, and again, we really love you guys and appreciate you tuning in, subscribing and rating and reviewing the show and sharing it with your friends. And, frankly, if you think about it, there are thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people who listen to Reinvention Radio month in and month out. If you're a speaker, how many gigs do you have to do? Right? To speak in front of thousands and thousands.
Well, you know what's so funny about that?
I'm ready.
I know a lot of speakers, and being in NSA for so many years, they all want to ramp up to 160 gigs a year.
That's a lot of gigs.
Yeah. They're on the road. Mike Pierce, talked to him yesterday. He goes,
100 people at a gig. It's 16,000 people. If you do 160 gigs a year for 100 people on average in the audience, that's 16,000 people.
That can be your fans.
Well, but the point being,
it's not enough.
It's not a lot when you come right down to
What do you mean it's not enough?
I'm going to get in trouble because you're right, Richard.
All right, wait. Let's do this. Because we cover a lot of ground here on the Sound Off, let's continue this conversation actually in the next Sound Off.
Yeah, because I have a cliffhanger for what I was going to say.
You have a cliffhanger for that, but I think there's a lot to that I want to make sure we cover. All right, guys, we'll talk to you next time here on the Sound Off on Reinvention Radio.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you. In the New York Times bestseller, What is Your What? Steve Ulcher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.